Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with a new top hired hand of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Back with Scott Stewart in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 10th. Selling 100 Limousine and Limflex bulls, there are 70 fall yearlings and 30 yearlings. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma, on Highway 5. Call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006. Or go to www.hallchr.com for more information or a sale catalog.
He's got a few weeks under his belt now, but he's still a relatively new employee for the Dollar Ahead Beef Checkoff. We're talking about Scott Stewart, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We had the opportunity to sit down as he was beginning his work for CBB. He talked with us about his background and his understanding of the beef cattle business.
Was born into a cattle family. My family had a ranch in north central Colorado in the mountains, cow-calf operation in that area for many, many years, and then later in Montana, ranch there as well. After that, able to stay in the industry through my work at a previous organization, the National Livestock Producers Association. Spent 30 great years with them. During that time, had the opportunity to work with the Checkoff as a contracting organization, but then also one of 8 organizations that came together in the last several years as part of an enhancement working group to try to find additional resources for the Checkoff.
When you look at your background, you've got some interesting skills, some very quality skills that you bring to the job, and it's that overall knowledge that you've been on that other side of the relationship when you start talking about people that are trying to do the work that the Checkoff dollars pay for. And I think that perspective is pretty important.
It's incredibly important. One of the things that my previous organization, National Livestock Producers, was involved in first time with the Checkoff was to work at the livestock auction level, which is where their membership resides, to have a program to talk to beef producers one-on-one about the importance of the Checkoff and answer questions, answer concerns. And it was a very successful program. We called the program the Beefmobile, and it literally was a vehicle that traveled the country to talk to producers, provide information, provide the answers to questions that are out there.
And support for the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff is good right now. The latest numbers from the ongoing studies gauging the support of the Checkoff by beef producers right now stands at 74% approval for the Beef Checkoff and the programs that are being operated on behalf of cattle producers.
Exactly right, which is a great number. You think about how complex the Checkoff may be to producers, but to understand and support it at that level is great. One of the key components to that support, though, is obviously understanding of the program. And that's something that we work at and will work at even harder in the future on making sure that they understand where their dollars are invested, how they're invested, who makes the decision, which our producers make those decisions. That's all very, very important to those that are out in the country, raising cattle, feeding cattle, and have their life's blood in the business.
Scott Stewart says as he's gotten up to speed to work for the U.S. cattle producers at the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff Agency, the CBB, a couple of things really have impressed him about where the industry stands here in 2018.
Well, I think first and foremost is the programs that are done on their behalf are created and prioritized by beef producers. That's important, with obviously expert assistance on the outside. But to realize and understand the importance of marketing in foreign markets, where the real growth potential for the beef industry is, that is so important, and it's great to see that the resources are directed in that direction. In addition to that, just the information on beef. We got a great product. That's the easy thing. We've got a great product. It's a nutritious product. It's a safe product. It's something that uses resources that may not be used otherwise to bring protein to people here and abroad. If people understand that beef producers and beef marketers and processors really care about what they're doing in providing a full, safe, wholesome product in a very responsible way, that goes a long way to help keep demand strong now and grow in the future.
New Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Scott Stewart. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.